You know, we keep looking at the hiring numbers, and by golly, there's a decent chance we run out of qualified people. The unemployment rate now, a lot of experts say, is going to head down toward 3.5%. At that point, you've got just about everybody hired that's worth hiring. Dallas has taken an interesting twist on this. Going back for 10 years, it's growing its own. That a Dallas mayor's intern program is getting ready to kick out again and educate a lot of young people and get them exposed to corporate America. Mike Rawlings joins us right now, the mayor of Dallas. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. You're exactly right. Dallas, someone told me we're going to be below 3% in the city of Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I keep hearing, is that Texas is the hottest state in the country right now, and that North Texas, Dallas, is the hottest area within Texas. But, I mean, sometimes that's not a good thing. You certainly have no place to go. You can't go up anymore.
Well, I think the key is you got to be like a shark. Either you're moving forward or you're dying, okay? So I much prefer to take market share from those other cities. But talent is key. I mean, the only reason that we're going to do this is if we have the talent to put in those jobs. And that's why this program is, I'm so excited about it.
And it's really grown. I mean, it started out very small, but I guess it's a function of how many corporations you get and how many small businesses, for that matter, you get to buy in to the program, because you've got, what, more applications than you do jobs?
We do. We've got, first of all, we've had thousands of people go through this program. This year we have 1,100 qualified to participate at our job fair, and they're going to go out there and they're going to interview and see if they get a job. The problem is we usually only have one out of two, one out of three jobs for folks. And so we need more jobs. And small companies, mid-sized companies, large companies, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of great sponsors and folks that have done things over the years, AT&T and JPMorgan Chase, Highland Capital, Alliance Data. The blue chip folks are doing this, and we just want to get the word out. It could change a kid's life one summer of work. It really would.
It doesn't sound that, I mean, the dollar commitment is not all there. Wait, what are you paying, $10 an hour?
$10 an hour, okay, and a little fee to manage the thing for from June 11th to August 3rd. And I'm telling you, these kids get up in the middle of the summer and ride a bus, you know, for 45 minutes, get to work, look good. Business after business says, thank you for asking us to be part of it, because it changed our culture, too, to be able to give back. So many people want to give back, David, and this is an easy, easy way to do it, because it changes one person's life.
But it also keeps, I think it reinforces the argument of keeping the talent here, because this is what you got to worry about, is talent drain.
Well, on technology, healthcare, business, education, nonprofit, we want people to go to college and come back here. And so a lot of these kids get this job, they get go to college, and they are asked to come back and intern during college, and then they end up at the hospital, or they end up at a law firm. And it's really cool to see this thing take shape over the years, and how it's changed these young people's lives. I've mentioned that three times, but it really is true. It's great for the economy overall, but it's great for these kids. And it's the best day of my year when I get to go at the end of the year at the big luncheon, see all these kids after they've done it. They make videos of themselves, and their businesses are so enthusiastic about them. It's Dallas at its best.
I don't know if they're doing this around the country. I mean, Dallas has been the model for a lot. But I know you were up at a mayor's – you attended a mayor's conference, and some of the mayors boycotted here a couple of 3 weeks ago. I would guess, considering the progress that Dallas is making, you had a lot of inquiries from some of your peers.
Yeah, I mean, we're very blessed to be in Dallas, and when I see these other cities, nobody has a program like this, and I'm the chair of the education task force and part of a job training committee, and we are best in class on this. It gets wild up there. We did. I didn't boycott the White House. We had some other mayors did boycott because our president kind of stuck his finger in their eyes right before we were going to have the event. You know, I'm a radical centrist, David. Okay, so I try to just make stuff happen and have power, have firm beliefs about what Dallas needs.
So what is Dallas? Are you going to have a good year, 2018? Can you see the future?
It was the best year we've ever had in 2017, and we were coming off of a tough one in 2016 with the deaths of these police officers, and I'm so sorry for our loss in Richardson. It breaks my heart. I talked to the mayor out there in that, but I think business-wise, it's looking good. It's amazing how many businesses from California, the West Coast, are looking to move here. And so the real estate and downtown and throughout the North Texas area continues to be exciting. We're making a lot of progress in Southern Dallas. As you know, Grow South is why I'm here being mayor. And we grew at 250% last year versus North Dallas, outgrew North Dallas for the first time.
Is that our ace in the hole? Because we're beginning to price ourselves out. I mean, we're beginning to be less competitive on housing and office rental and that sort of thing vis-a-vis around the country.
Well, we've got a lot of room to grow. Southern Dallas is you can fit the city of Atlanta inside of Southern Dallas. Okay, so we've got a massive piece of land there. More mid-priced homes are being built. We set goals, and we're kind of blowing past those. And we're starting to grow into the quality of life sort of things. As you know, the Byron Nelson, AT&T Byron Nelson, is going to be in Southern Dallas for the first time this year. So I'll take anybody down there and drive them through Southern Dallas. And we got a lot of area to grow, and I think it is an ace in the hole.
Mayor of Dallas is Mike Rawlings, and the Mayor's Interns Program, it's mayorsinterns.org, right?
Correct. And please, if you're listening, want to change your kid's life, you got a business or you run an office, get on mayorsinterns.org and let us know, and we're going to have you talk to some fabulous kids.
All right, Mr. Mayor, thanks for the time. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.